The first thing about, can you tell me something about Lord Chaitanya's birth? When he was born, what happened, what was it like, all about it?
Description of his birth?
Well, we will have a scene showing the people chanting by the...
One thing you have to show that in the Ganges water, people are taking bath, and there is on the sky beginning of the moon eclipse, lunar eclipse, and they are all chanting Hare Krishna and taking bath. And exactly at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And this is one thing, and the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be underneath a tree, under this scene. And Advaita Prabhu's wife, Sivasa's wife, they were elderly, and all other women of the village, they immediately came with presentation, and some of the demigods, they also came disguising themselves as ordinary men with presentation, and his father got so many valuable presentations, and then again some of the professional dancers, they came, so he distributed charity to them in this way, that function.
Was Narada there?
Huh?
Did Narada Muni come?
Yes, Narada Muni also came. You can show that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the devatas, all the demigods came, Narada Muni, Brahma, Sri, they came in disguise, and their wife, Savitri, and then Uma is the wife of Lord Shiva. And that we can show so many demigods and their wives are coming.
All the women, when Lord Chaitanya was a baby, how did they feel about him?
The baby was on the lap of his mother, and they looked little far off, just to glance over the baby, not touching, because newly born baby. So they saw from little distance. And the baby was very beautiful, and he was golden complexion, and his grandfather was a great astrologer, his mother's father, Minamma Chakravarti. He immediately calculated his horoscope, constellation of the stars under which he was born. He calculated that this boy will be a great reformer.
What is the position of astrology in Krishna consciousness?
Astrology is a science. Krishna consciousness has nothing to do with astrology, but it is the general custom that as soon as a child is born, the astrologer comes. That is the Indian system, Vedic system.
Lord Chaitanya, he would cry so that he could hear them chanting Hare Krishna to him?
Yes, that is not on that day, but when she was little, grown up, as soon as he would cry, the neighboring friends of his mother or young girls will come and chant Hare Krishna, and he'll stop. Sometimes they would tease him so that he may cry, and they'll see that he's crying, and they'll chant Hare Krishna, and he'll stop. Again tease him. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching Hare Krishna, chanting by his childhood activities.
What are some of the things that he did when he was a little boy? Some tricks or something?
Sometimes he would play with snakes. One day when he was crawling in the courtyard, Indian house, just like here is compound outside, an Indian house, there is courtyard inside. So he was crawling in the yard and a snake came, a snake. And he began to play with the snake. The snake will do like this and crawling, and he would sit, he'll strike. So this way the snake was playing, and the mother became so much afraid. They cannot touch it, the snake bites. So they simply saw that the child is playing with the snake, and after some time the snake went down. And they took up the child, oh God has saved this child, otherwise he would have been killed. Such a venomous big snake.
It was a big snake, really? And it was it sheesh?
Huh?
Was it Shesha?
That is another thing. It may be understood that you are Shesha, but that was the incident. Another incident is that when he was just walking, so it is the system that small children, they are decorated with ornaments. Here, Bangalore, so many ornaments here. So one thief saw this, he stole away the child. So he was seeking some secret place, lonely place, so that he can rob out. In this way, seeking, he traveled and at last he came just in front of the house. And he dropped his child. That somebody may see that I have taken this child, then I will be bitten and I will be caught. So out of fear he played at it. And the guardians, the ladies, they are very much thankful who has taken the child. He was his ornament, but they saw that the child is there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed for some time on the shoulder of the thief.
Were they liberated souls, the thief?
At least after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu getting on their shoulders, they must have been liberated. No flower? Bring some flower.
He would sometimes eat clay?
Yes. That was when he was about 3 years old. So generally, for morning, the children are given nice sundae sweet meat and this puffed rice in a cane pot, and he would eat. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eating clay. So his mother said, "Oh, why you are eating clay?" Then he said, "Hey, what is the difference between clay and this food star? After all, everything is clay, it is produced from clay." So this is criticizing the Mayavadi philosophy, that everything is one. So his mother said, "My dear, why? It is very nice. Everything is clay. But when you have to use for practical purpose, for example, if you want to keep water, so you have to keep water on the clay pot, not on the clay." So this is specific form of the clay is required. Then he said, "Mother, you have taught me very nice philosophy. I shall not eat any more clay." Sometimes he would sit in some nasty place where pots, clay pots, in India, still the system is for cooking purpose, for the deity, every day new clay pots should be used. In Jagannath temple still it is. No used pot can be accepted. So after using the rejected pots are stacked in some place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting on the rejected pots. So his mother said, "Hey, why you are sitting in this nasty place? Hey, why?" Oh. He said, "Oh, mother, how you can say this is nasty place? These pots are very pure."
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, we
will need a harmonium. Should I wait till we get to India to purchase one?
You haven't got in New York?
They have one in New York Temple. Los Angeles, Sankirtan needs a harmonium. A good harmonium. Maybe...
Can you spare $100?
Right now, we have...
You get $100, then we shall get...
Okay. Joaquin and son?
No, from elsewhere. These boys, Achyutananda, they do not write what they are doing, what they are not doing. I do not know whether they have made a plan to go away from the society and live independently.
It seems like it is very difficult to go to India without you and still come back. And it seems...
No, when we go to India, I shall go, you see.
Yeah.
I must go.
Yes. You can go to Jagannath Puri?
Everywhere, I shall go.
So, what was the last thing about the pots?
She said, "Mother, these pots are pure."
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that anything in relationship with Krishna, it is not impure. That was his purpose. You should not treat these parts as impure. Ordinarily, when such parts are used for household purposes, that may be impure. But because in these parts prasadam were prepared, there is nothing. That was it.
I don't know what letter she wants.
There is one letter from, let me see.
Mohan Karambar?
No. Don't hear anything about from Sivananda
in Berlin. Krishna Das?
Yes.
Is he in Berlin yet?
No, that and the German boy?
Uttama Shlok.
Uttama Shlok.
Can Uttama Shlok come with Sankirtan?
When you go there?
When we go to Berlin, Switzerland.
So if we go, there will be good reception in Bombay.
They will pay nice money to hear us.
Yes. This can be made extensive by your team of followers from America arriving. They are kirtan. So Indian and American combined kirtan, oh, it will be very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Big.
You can have big kirtan and every city will see.
Oh.
And we shall preach that here is the common platform for everyone. There is no distinction of nation or religion or anything. Come to the platform. So the Mohammedans also will join.
Uh-huh.
So the government will appreciate.
Yes.
So that here is something secular, real secular. At the same time, God is there. Actually, it is there.
Yes.
All religious people, so-called religious, reject come here. And religion means this, to love, I mean to say, develop. Love of God. That is religion. What is this formula? Simply formula that I keep this, I keep that. That is not religion. Simply by dressing in a different way or sitting in a different way. Where is your understanding? You have no understanding of God. It's simply, formally attend some church or mosque or temple for some material benefit or for some makes and so. But where is the love of God? And that is the test of religion, Bhagavad-gita. Religious person means he has the complete love of God. Then he is religious. So why he will keep on simply wasting time? Bhagavad says, without developing this love of Godhead, if somebody is engaged in religious, ritualistic performances, he is simply wasting his time. Srama, that particular word is used. Srama eva hi kevalam. Srama means liver. Eva. And certainly it is simply levering. What is called lever of love? What is called?
Labor of love.
Yes. You love something and unnecessarily labor. So, religion means, this is religion, how to develop love of God. That is religion.
Also, there is a story in Bhagavatam about the girls they were offering to Lord Shiva.
Yes. That is another feature of Lord Chaitanya. He taught in that instruction that there is no need of worshipping demigods. The incident is that in India, the unmarried girls, they are encouraged to worship Lord Shiva, especially in the month of Vaishakh, March, April. And they will go to the Ganges site and prepare Shiva Linga, and they will, that means Shiva will be pleased upon them to offer a husband like Lord Shiva. Shiva is very peaceful and very devotee and most powerful at the same time. So that is the ideal husband. So they brought worshipable paraphernalia for worshipping Shiva on the bank of the Ganges, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as naughty boy, approached them, "Oh, my dear sister, what you are doing? Oh, you have bought only nice things. Give it to me. Lord Shiva will be very much pleased." "Oh, you are worshipping Durga. She is my maidservant. And Lord Shiva is a great devotee of me. So, you please offer me all these things, they will satisfy. You don't require to offer separately." By this he wanted to understand that worshipping the Supreme Lord is the appeasement of other demigods. You don't require to appease them separately. This instruction. Then some girls will hesitate, then he will curse them that he will be married with an old man having 7 children by a his former wife. So they will be afraid. So maybe this boy is cursing. Then out of fear they will offer. Then they say, "Oh, you will have a very nice young husband and you will have 7 children by him." And he says,
Lord Chaitanya is always doing this and applying it in the material, some material universe. These girls, all of these pastimes are eternal pastimes.
No, these are not eternal pastimes. They are instructive, particularly for this planet. In the eternal, Lord Chaitanya is engaged in chanting and dancing.
Maybe you should, you must have your massage now.
How is that?
It's 25 minutes to, maybe we can do a little more, 25 minutes to 12, maybe a tiny bit more.
You can go, gracias, for 15 minutes more.
Okay. We also wish to show a scene of Lord Chaitanya in school learning some kind of incident about how nice a pupil he was. So we can show people that he was the best student in the school.
In India the system is in the school that the best student is appointed. How is this called? In English, the chief student is called minor or M, being
monitor.
Monitor, yes. Monitor. Yes. So he was monitor.
Mm-hmm.
That is his name. And he teach the student from grammar all Krishna. Dhatu is, there is subject matter, dhatu means bhar. So he will explain that dhatu means when a dhatu is taken away, a man is dead, and this dhatu is Krishna. So Krishna is the life. Without Krishna, a man is dead. In this way he explains. Krishna explanation.
How old was he?
Time was 8 or 10 years old.
I think that what we will try to do is have Bibhadra come with us and he will play Lord Chaitanya as a poor.
Yeah, that would be nice. And he is very intelligent, but he will pick up.
Are there any other nice incidences between this time and when Lord Chaitanya got married?
In childhood, there are many incidents. Another incident, that is very important incident, when he was very small, crawling. So one Brahmin came as a guest. And the Brahmin, after preparing food, when he would offer to Krishna, this boy, a child, crawling and take the prasadam and eat. And the Brahmin will cry, oh, everything is fine, this boy, child has touched. Then his father will request him, I should take care of him, please cook again and offer to Krishna. He said, it is too late now, I will eat some fruits. No, please cook. That twice he spoiled in that way. And then it became night, so all the ladies, they went to sleep with the child and blocked the door of the room. And at night at about 11 o'clock, the Brahmin, when he was offering to Krishna, and the child came and took the prasadam. The Brahmin again began to cry, oh, yes, again the child has come, how you are taking care? And nobody heard him, because everyone is sleeping. One letter is left here.
Yes, I got that.
Huh?
I got that one out. It's from Bombay.
Yeah. Good day. So then he appeared as, the head boy, he talked with him that you are asking me to come and take, and I am taking you. Why you are howling like that? What can I do? You are asking me. And then he showed him that he is Krishna himself and warned him that don't disclose this fact. You are my devotee. Therefore, I disclose. But you are asking me, so I can. Then the Brahmin was so satisfied that Krishna is here, and he did not disclose.
Maybe we will show Lord Chaitanya's marriage. Is that nice to show?
Yes. Marriage, it was nice. The Indian system marriage is that the bridegroom goes to the house of the bride with procession, band. So, nicely decorated. So he'll go and he'll be married with first Lakshmi Priya, first wife. There will be fireworks in the marriage ceremony.
Oh, yes. That will be very nice for Lakshmi.
Yes, people are making it. Band, fireworks, decoration, and feasting.
Kirtan.
So many ladies, and like that.
Mm.
That scene, I shall direct her today.
Yes.
Yes. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father was not very rich man, so there was a big zamindar. He was devotee of Lord Krishna. So he had some affection for Chaitanya. So when the marriage ceremony was being settled up, he said, oh, his marriage shall not be just like the Brahmin's marriage. Brahmin's wives are poor. So there is no expenditure somewhere other his marriage is done. But especially the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, oh, they spend lakhs of rupees in marriage. So he said that his marriage will not take place just like the Brahmins. His marriage will be royal marriage. So he spent all the money. And there was grand, everything, grandeur.
Then, his wife, she died?
Yes.
His mother was feeling...
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal for teaching, and actually the girl felt too much separation. And she died. And figuratively it is used that the separation took the form of a serpent and bitten her and she died. And when he came back, his mother requested that he should marry for the second time, and he agreed. And her next marriage was Vishnu Priya. And the first marriage, Lakhi Priya, he used to see her when she was bathing in the Ganges Ghat. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that I shall marry this girl. So his father sent one matchmaker. So when the matchmaker came to his mother, that such and such Brahmin, I forget his name, the name is there, Chaitanya Bhagavat. he desires that his daughter should be married with your son. And Sachi Devi said, oh, my son is not yet grown up, he is just a student, how he can be married? So he practically denied. And the matchmaker was going back, not very satisfied. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was entering home, he saw the matchmaker and asked, oh, why did you come here? Yes, I can propose your marriage with such and such daughter, but your mother is not winning. Oh, mother is not winning. All right, you can go. Then when he came, entered home, he asked mother, mother, what did you do? That matchmaker was going very sorry. Why? What did you say? The mother could understand that he is willing for the marriage. Then he called back the matchmaker. Yes, I agree for the marriage. So the marriage. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave hint that I want to marry that girl.
Maybe we can do a nice scene with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his friend Sojourn.
Hmm?
Maybe do they have a nice time?
Yeah.
We can do...
It is simply adjustment. You can make very nice scene. Everything can be done nice, provided we arrange for that.
Yeah. Narayan, he is very good at building scenery.
Oh.
He can do all of that very, very quickly.
So he'll play in the stage or make a studio?
Better that we play either in a big area so we can be right in the middle of people. People be all around.
Oh, yes, but that will be very nice.
Because then we include them.
Yes. That is the system.
Yeah.
That is called Jatra
in
India. That is a very good system. There is no stage, but by words and feelings, everyone becomes absorbed and chanting. That will be very nice.
Kirtan, maybe 7 or 10 kirtans in the play. So everybody will be joining.
Yes, and they will be asked to chant.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That will be very nice.
Even maybe when Lord Chaitanya says to Nityananda Prabhu and to
now when singing is there, all the players and all the audience and everyone is singing.
Yeah.
That really very nice.
Yeah. Even maybe Lord Chaitanya says to Nityananda Prabhu, go to all the people and tell them about Krishna. So at that moment we all the brahmacharis, we go into the people and we talk. Then we come back and we tell Lord Chaitanya. We can preach too. So it's 15.
Mala.
Stop
it.
Which button?
Big stop it.
No.
Can you tell me something about Chaitanya's initiation in Vaishnava faith when he was initiated?
After his father's death, it is the custom among the Hindus to offer oblation at Gaya. There is a temple, Vishnu temple. They offer prasadam. This is a Hindu custom. And with that prasadam, the forefathers and the fathers is offered. She went to perform that ceremony and by chance he met Ishwar Puri. And he was initiated by Ishwar Puri. And after coming back from Gaya, he became very much emotional for Krishna. And sometimes people thought that he had become crazy. So his mother is treated with some oil. But learned devotees, they say that he has got devotional emotion. So his initiation was in Gaya, when he went to perform that ceremony. So you can show the Gaya temple, or some temple, and his offering of lessons, his meeting his spiritual master, his initiating, this way. Make it 2-3 scenes. And he become emotional, chanting Hare Krishna for initiation.
The scenery will be very simple, because...
Oh, yes. That I know. That's all right.
So
there is no need of scenery. Can simply just...
We can do it by pantomime and gestures.
Yes, that's all right.
That way, no matter where we are, people will understand.
Yes, that is nice.
He would swoon whenever he heard Krishna's name.
Hmm?
He would be swooning. Lord Chaitanya would faint.
Yes.
It says in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that he revealed his heavenly powers to his associates.
Mm-hmm.
He showed his heavenly powers to his associates.
Yes. That was done in one day, Sankirtan. He asked his devotees after Sankirtan, what do you want to eat? Said, some of the devotees, out of fun, said that we want mango. But that was not mango season. So he asked somebody, bring some mango seed. So mango seed can be had in Bengal and everywhere, because after eating mango, they throw it, and gradually they become a small plant. So he brought some small plant mango and immediately sowed it on the courtyard, and immediately it became a big tree and full of mango.
That would be a nice time for us to distribute prasad to all the people.
Yeah. If possible, mango.
Oh.
Yeah.
From the tree, we'll have them hung on the tree and pick.
You have got nice ideas. You can do very nicely. Yeah. This is required. Creative ideas.
Maybe about Lord Chaitanya's civil disobedience. That is with the Qazi? His civil disobedience?
Oh, yes.
That is the Qazi.
Yes.
Do you have any... I've read the introduction. There is a lot of material on it. But maybe some other things that we can...
Yeah, you can make saying that people, his disciples are performing kirtan, and one scene you can make, Qazi, Muslim magistrate is sitting, and the Brahmins, they come, sir, you are our protector, you are Qazi, you are magistrate, and this Nimai Pandit young boy, he is creating so much disturbance. What is that? So he has begun this chanting, Hare Krishna, this is not our Hindu religion. He is chanting so loudly. Now this is the time God is sleeping, so he will be disturbed. So the whole society will be vanquished if God becomes angry. So he will be disturbed. So Qazi, after all, Hindus are complaining. So Qazi said, all right, I am taking steps. So he sent some officers, and they are playing Midanga. And warned that you cannot do this. You are disturbing your... that is going on still. Just like our Los Angeles is going. In New York also they complained to the Qazi, police officer. But they could not do anything. So this complaint is going on since the inauguration of the Sankirtan movement. So Kaji first of all warned, then he did not care. Then the police constable came and broke the Mridangas forcibly. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, we shall start thousands of men playing Mridanga, and he shall go to the house of Kaji. Let us see, what can he do? See, he went with many followers, playing Mridanga, and Kaji became afraid that the people have become agitated. Yeah. So he fled away. Then the people began to create disturbance in his garden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't do this. Then Kaji came back, and Kaji was very submissive, and he said, my dear Nimai, you are in relationship my nephew, because Hindus and Muslims in those days, although they had different religions, they had no animosity. They were living very friendly. So the Muslim elderly man will be said by the Hindus as Chacha, and the Muslims they will call Thakur Masai, like that, friendly term. They will invite, in this way they are living. The Kaji said that your grandfather, I call him Chacha, he's an elderly man, so your mother is my sister, so you are my nephew. So do you think a nephew can be very angry upon his uncle? And he said, no, nephew must be obedient to the uncle, but do you think that uncle, when a nephew comes to his house, will not receive him? You are welcome. You are my nephew, you are my son. In this way, the past things is forgotten. Then they sat down. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, my dear uncle, what is your religion that you are killing father and mother? Why? Killing father and mother, you are killing cow, your mother, you are drinking milk, and oxen, he produces grains for you in the field, so he is your father. The father earns for the children, so he is producing grains, and mother gives milk, so cow is giving milk. So how is your religion that the father and mother are killing? Then he could understand that Chaitanya is marking on the cow killing by the Mohammedans. Then he said, though, oh, this cow killing is also in your Hindu religion. Then he said, how is that Hindu religion cow killing? There is cow sacrifice. Then he said, the cow sacrifice is not like this. Cow sacrifice is giving new life to the old cow. That is cow sacrifice, it's not killing. And because at the present moment the Brahmins are not so qualified that they can give new life, therefore that sacrifice is now forbidden. He cited some verses from Vedic literature that cow sacrifice and horse sacrifice and to beget children by the younger brother of husband and sannyas and offering oblation with meat, these things are forbidden. So that is past, this is now it has no significance. In this way, both of them were scholars. Then the compromise agreement was that the Kaji will order everyone, they'll of his descendants, then nobody will check his Sankirtan movement. So that order is being carried by the descendants still there in Navadvip. The Kaji has got his tomb. He was a very big man.
He became a devotee? Yes. Devotee means he was not converted, but he became a very admirer of Chaitanya, and he ordered that Chaitanya can perform Sankirtan anywhere, nobody shall check. So that order is still being carried out.
We can do this in the dark with candles. Men playing drums, some people holding candles, marching to his house.
Yes.
And it will look very... Maybe can we show him after Lord Chaitanya and he talks, they both come out and everyone has kirtan? Or is this not correct?
No, I can't do that. That's all right.
I mean, the Qazi, he can be in the kirtan.
Yes, out of jubilation.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all right.
Did he give up this calculating thereafter, after talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
No.
No.
Because that is their religious judgment. Chaitanya simply criticized their process. He replied that in your Vedic there is cow sacrifice. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that sacrifice is not killing. That is giving new life. So that much.
Mahudvisa, he will play the Qazi.
Huh?
Mahudvisa.
That's all right.
He will play the Qazi.
Right.
He is very... So now, in the introduction, it says Lord Chaitanya was realizing how this sectarianism amongst all the religions was very bad, and so he decided to do away with all material. He was not material, but he decided to take sannyas at this time.
Oh, the sannyas reason was different. There was some misunderstanding between his students, and they are of same age. Because Nimai Pandit was very intelligent boy, so he was teaching other boys, practically of the same age. So there was some misunderstanding, and the students wanted to retaliate. He went to strike them with his stick, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because they are of the same age, they made a conference. Oh, this Nimai Pandit has become a very big man. He wants to strike us. Next time if he does so, then we shall also try him. Then he thought that in this household life position, I cannot preach.
Yeah.
I must take sannyas. Otherwise they will not respect me. That is a system in India. Sannyasi in this dress, whatever rascal he may be, he is offered immediately all respect. That is a system in India. So, therefore, he took sannyas early age, 24 years of age.
So we can show his mother and his wife crying because he is taking sannyas. They see him in his...
No.
They know.
He took sannyas by previous arrangement. One day he went away from home, accompanied by Murari and Lord Nityananda, and went to Katwa. There was one Mahavadi sannyasi, Keshav Bharati, and he took sannyas from him. And then he was in emotion, he was going to Vrindavan, but he was misled by Nityananda. He was brought to the home of Advaita, and Advaita arranged to bring his mother to see him for the last. So his mother and many people from Navadvip came to Advaita's house, was in Shantipur. So there was, for a few days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there and Sankirtan and Prasad with distribution is going on, and his mother feeling very well that, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that my mother is not allowing me to go, that is not good. So he requested, Mother, I have taken sannyasi. If I go on feasting like this with Mother, what people will say? So you give me permission to go. So Mother said, yes, my dear boy, you have taken sannyasi. But anyway, you are happy, that is my happiness. But my only request is that you make your headquarters at Jagannath Puri. Because people from Navadvip generally go there, so I shall get at least your news. That is my last desire. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I shall make my headquarters in Puri. The people were coming and going, so his mother was getting news of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the last days. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after that incident, never met. Either his mother, and there is no question of meeting with wife.
No. So, Janki, she can play the mother.
Yes.
She is.
And you can show another thing that his wife, Vishnupriya, he was chanting Hare Krishna. And one round finished, he counted it with one grain of rice. One round finished, one grain rice. So as many rounds finish, he'll eat only so much rice. That's all.
Wow. He did that?
Yes.
Oh. How he did that all the time?
That was from 16 years till death, he was doing rice.
I thought he sometimes would eat a room full of food.
Huh?
Didn't sometimes he eat a lot of food?
Oh.
Lord Chaitanya?
Yes. And his mother will prepare nice dishes and offer to Vishnu. And thank God this nice prasadam I could offer my son Chaitanya. And she would cry, the boy is no longer here. Then, after some time, she will see the whole finished on prasadam. What happened? I did not offer to Vishnu, did I? I simply brought the empty pot. Maybe. Then again she goes to the kitchen. There is also nothing. Then, again cook. Perhaps I have forgotten to cook, even thinking of Chaitanya. Then again she laughed her. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent news by some men that informed mother that one day she was thinking like that. So I went there. I ate everything. And she saw everything empty. She remembered. Then again she cooked. And mother will feel happy. Oh, then Nimai came and did it. Oh, it is very nice. So this thing is very good.
Yeah. How will we make we will show him take the food while her. How will we show this? How will we produce this? That she is sitting there offering the food?
No, you say, don't offer. Simply offering, and he'll simply play. Where is the food? Like that.
Not real food.
No.
No.
Or real food is not required.
No.
Simply that explanation. Or you can do one thing, you can offer real food. Since she will be in devotion, one may take the fruits and distribute to the audience and keep it. That will be
nice. Yes. Maybe we can distribute prasad twice in the place.
Okay.
Even just to, maybe that plate we just give to a few people nearby.
Thakur Haridas was living in a cottage which was just like I'm living here, and the garage side, a little far off, Haridas was living, a little distant. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to the sea for taking bath, he every day, every morning, he used to go to Haridas Thakur and taking his father. Haridas, but he was being, because Haridas was Mohammedan by birth. So out of his meekness, he did not go to the temple. But Hindus, especially in those days, they're very strict. They do not allow anyone except Hindus to enter the temple. Nowadays, of course, there is law. If somebody is actually has come to the Hindu way of life, he is allowed. Jai Govinda and others were allowed to see Jagannath temple. But in those days, there were no such system. And Haridas, out of his own accord, he did not want to disturb. But Lord Chaitanya, God Himself, used to come to see every day. So one day, when Chaitanya came, he looked little bit depressed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "Haridas, you do not look very well today. What is the matter?" Sir, I'm not maybe feeling well. And because I do not feel well, I could not finish my chanting. You are chanting daily 300,000 times. So I could not finish my chanting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "All right, you are growing old, and you may not follow the rules now, strictly. We can make it later." Haridas said, "No, sir, so long my life is there, I shall try to follow. When the life is over, there is different thing. But I have got one desire, if you fulfill." "What is that?" "I can understand that you will also leave this world very soon. So I cannot tolerate that. The best thing is that before you go, I go. And my another request is that you shall stand before me and I shall leave this world." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Oh, if that is your desire, that will be all right. That's not difficult." The next day, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Haridas Thakur said, "Sir, today I used to leave. You please stand before me." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also could understand that he's living. So he asked his devotees to chant Hare Krishna, and in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this body and himself he went. He carried the body himself. He was very stout and strong, and he was dancing, and then he went to the seaside He bathed the body, and he, in his own hand, he buried Chaitanya Siddhartha's body within the sand. So that burial place is still there in Puri, Siddhartha Samadhi. And then he personally went to the shopkeeper and begged prasadam, to give me some prasadam. So people there in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so well known. So he asked all the devotees to take prasadam after the burial ceremony was over. And this way, Siddhartha Nityan, this is the departure of Siddhartha. That is taken in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
I noticed that there's someone in someone was reading a book, The Divine Name.
Yes.
And it talks about this, but should I look at that book or not at all?
Which book?
Called The Divine Name. It's by one of your gods.
Oh, yes.
It's all right to read it?
Oh, yes. There are some discrepancies, but it is only for the book. And then Siddhartha Thakur Nityan stated that
yes.
Yes, Raghav Chaitanya.
Yes, Raghav Chaitanya.
Yes, well, my God. You have secured that book?
You penned it out, sir.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
There's a scene about Lord Chaitanya embracing the leper Vasudeva.
Yes.
Is that a nice scene to perform?
Yes. Well, while you are traveling in South India, in a village, that leper Vasudeva, he was coming to see Chaitanya from a very distant place. And then, when he came to see him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already left. So he was so sorry and crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back and embraced him and he was cured. These are some of the miracles.
In the introduction to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, up until the age of 31 there's description, but then there's very little description from the age of 31 to Lord Chaitanya's disappearance. Maybe you can tell me as much as you can of what happened.
He left his home at the age of 24 years. Then he made his headquarters at Jagannath Puri. For 6 years he traveled all over India. That means up to 30 years.
Yes, and from there on.
And after that he remained in Jagannath Puri for 18 years. He was chanting in the evening in the Jagannath temple and taking bath. And during this car festival, all devotees, especially from Bengal, would go there and live there for 4 months. And after seeing the Rath Yatra ceremony, they will remain there for 4 months, then they will come back. This was going on year after year.
Are there any nice stories you can tell me? So I can say I need some stories from that part of his life to show in the play. Whole scene, some incidents. Memorable, you know.
That's not very... The Ratha Yatra is very nice. He was chanting with the group of devotees while the car festival was going on. And sometimes car used to stop. It still stops. That is the fashion of Jagannath. And nobody could, even an elephant could not draw it. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "I like someone." So he would put it with his head and it will go.
What did the people say when they saw that?
That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already adored. He was. In Ratha Yatra, car festival and Gundicha Mahajan. Gundicha Mahajan, before the Ratha Yatra festival, this system is Jagannath. It goes from the temple to another place, about 2 miles away. There is a big temple there also, which is called Jagannath's aunt's house, Mahushivaji. So he stays there for 8 days, just like we made program in San Francisco, to reside on seaside. So that temple was to be watched. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do it by personal supervision. So all the devotees, and he'll check how much dust you have recovered. Then he shall be rewarded. Otherwise, it should be understood that you have not rewarded. Thank you. They will sweep over the whole temple nicely and wash the ceilings and walls and everything so clearly. And he'll see in detail if there's any sand. He'll say, "No, it is not washed." That means he will engage everyone. Then after washing, then call for prasadam and distribute himself. This is called Gundicha Mahajan. Actually, whatever he was doing, they were washing, Hare Krishna, chanting. That's all.
He used to eat a lot of food?
Yes. Not always. But people used to present some foodstuffs, especially when the divorce would come from Bengal side. Somebody is bringing somebody is bringing whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu likes. And they prepare the whole year nice foodstuffs. That is what is called preserved food. You can keep it for days together. So his personal assistant was Govinda, and everyone would offer Govinda, please offer these things. So, and Govinda is cake. And everyone is anxious whether his goods are taken. So he was inquiring Govinda, "Has Mahaprabhu has taken my food? What can he say?" Yes. But it is stacked in the store. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that he was God brother also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could talk with him freely. He was not disciple. Guru Maharaj sent me to serve you. And now the result is that for you I have to speak only lies. What is that? You are speaking lies for me? Yes, why not? What can I do? Now what is the matter? Now your devotees give me so many things for eating, and that's lying flat. And they inquire, and I say, yes, Jason. So this is my business, telling lies. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "All right, bring something, I shall eat." So he brought one bag and he can get everything. Bring next. In this way, the whole stack, about 100 man foods are he ate. And then he asked me, bring more. Now these bags are lying only, if you want to eat, you can eat. All right, stop. So, in half an hour, 1 hour, he ate all the 100 men stop. This is also another meal. He finished the whole stop to save him from speaking lies.
These are the kind of things that will be very nice to present.
Yes.
You can, those are the things that I would like to hear, because people will...
Another incident during Puri, Ramananda Rai was this great devotee. So, his younger brother, he was engaged in government service, Maharaj Pratapa Goswami. But he was a karmi and rich man, so he misappropriated some money for sense gratification from the treasury. So this was, and he had some, what is called, competition or rivalry between the king's son and himself. The king's son did not like him. So he was trying to put him in some difficulty. This man, his name is, he's Ramananda Rai, but his name is there, I can find out. So, he found out some fault with him and informed his father that your such person is doing like this, he has misappropriated the money. I paid him so much money for purchasing horse, and he has purchased horse less price, he has charged so much. And the king said, how is that? He cannot do that. Realize that money. So he got some clue. So he said that you must pay. This is not the right price. The state cannot accept at high price this kind of horses. So he said, all right, I shall sell somewhere and repay the price. Then there was some argument. He said, why you have charged so much for this horse? This is not a very good horse. And he said, yes, it is a good horse. My horse does not look like this. That man, that king's son, was looking like this. So he criticized him. So he became more angry. Because you know everyone knows that a horse looks down like this, that is best horse. Horse looking like this is not first class horse. Do you know that? Horse like this, truck, 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 truck. That is first class horse. And if horse goes like this, that is a good horse. So he criticized him. And he became angry and he complained to his father that he is not paying, rather he is criticizing me. And they said, all right, press him, he'll pay. So, in those days, the highest punishment was Change Uthana. Change Uthana means a platform is made very high and swords are put in the this way, and a man is thrown on the sword. That's called Change Uthana. So the arrangement was to punish him like that. So when the arrangement was made, everyone became frightened that this man will be killed. So they presented the fact to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is your devotee, he has served so much, now he is in danger. If you kindly send some note to the king, who is also great admirer, then he may say his life, Chaitanya Mahavishnu. So he has misappropriated state's money, and he wants me to approach a counseling man, king. He was not seeing him, the king. And this is not possible for him. Let him be punished. He has taken money from the state. I don't wish to interfere. Then nobody could request him anything. But somehow or other, the news approached the king. And the king was astonished. Oh, why this argument was made for killing him? I never had order. Stopping. Then he sent his special messenger to stop this and called him. What is the matter? Then he said everything, that your son, I could not pay his money. He wanted money and he made the settlement. So, why did you take money in this way? Do you think your salary is not sufficient to provide you? All right, don't do this. All right, I excuse. And I increase your salary double. Don't do this again. So you have saved in his life, his salary has increased, and you are going to be killed. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never desired, but these things happen. Huh?
So if you can just tell me what you, the best way to have a nice scene of Jagai and Madai.
The first scene should be that Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they were ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go every day to from one neighborhood to another and preach. So one day when they came out, they saw at a distant place a crowd. So you have to make scene that a crowded place, and these two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, they have pickpocketed somebody, and because they were divorces, so there was some howling and crowd, and so Nityananda Prabhu inquired, and people said that these two brothers, they're born of a very respectable family, but they have now become divorces. So Nityananda Prabhu, they have so fallen. So best thing is to convert them first. Then Lord Chaitanya's name will be Dravya, that he has delivered such rascals. So he went there with him. Then he said, who are you? Actually, they came in, Hare Krishna, chanting. And this brother said, oh, who are you? Oh, yes, Nityananda and his Haridas, we are preaching. You also join with us. Oh, get out from here, Jain. Hare Krishna, you're down, Hare Krishna. Get out again. So Haridas Thakur was an old man, and he was afraid. Nityananda was a young man, so he fled. Haridas Thakur could not go so swift. He said, my dear Nityananda, I think today my life is at risk. So anyway, then after that going away, the crowd dispersed, and the brothers are talking. The one brother was talking to the other. Jagai, I think that these people very nicely sing. Don't you hear? Oh, you are going to be a Sankirtan man? No. I am not going to be a Sankirtan man. Just I am talking about it. So this is the beginning appreciation. then next day, again, in the same place, Nityananda came, and he requested, my dear brothers, you chant Hare Krishna. So the Madhai, no, Jagai was so angry that they are drinking, so here you drink in bottles, they drink in earthen pot. So there was earthen pot and hurled against his head, and there was blood oozing out. So the other brother, Madhai, said, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you innocent? Well, this news was reached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much angry. So he came, bring my chocolates and kill these rascal images. So he became so angry. So Nityananda Prabhu implored, my dear brother, why are you becoming angry? They had the sample of this egg. So if you become angry, then whom you are going to deliver? The whole population is full of like Jagai and Madhai. Our preaching is for the most fallen. Why do you forget this? Don't be angry. Then both the brothers fell on the feet of the Kanamajaya. Please forgive us, we have done wrong. You are so nice people. You are chanting Hare Krishna, saying, and then we are so. This is the effect of seeing a pure devotee. Heart becomes soft. This is the association, effect of association. So they surrender. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I will accept you. I don't care for your past deed. But you have to agree that no more this nonsense. That means, before initiation, one might have done all nonsense things, that doesn't matter. That is not disqualified. But after initiation, one should not. Then his life is changed immediately by the Hare Krishna moment. This is the instruction of Jagai. So there are only two Jagai Madhai, but you will meet hundreds of Jagai Madhai. So, but they can be delivered. There is no question that in their past life they had been sinned. Simply they have to agree that no more of this nonsense. Therefore I have kept this restriction, these four restrictions. Anyone who adopts this life and initiated and gives or follows this restriction, then he begins a new life.
How can we show, we can't throw a pot at someone's head every night we perform this. It would be, it's not feasible to throw something at someone's head each time we do this.
You do? So? No. You just make it like this, that's all. And Nityananda Mary smearing his head and found some blood. In this way, apparently so.
What we can do is make the two brothers maybe attack one of the visitors who are watching us.
Just like in play, they keep some sponge with red collar, and somebody taps, and squeezes. In that way, I will do that. After we display,
I was thinking we could.
This is very important scene, Jagai Madhai Buddha. Yeah. You have to set very nicely. No. You just have arati. And that Krishna Kirtana, let them hear.